You're listening to The Morning Drive with Kurt and Anthony on FM 96.3 and AM 620. WVMT.
Welcome back to The Morning Drive, everybody. Kurt and Anthony here on this Tuesday morning. And joining us in studio, we are really looking forward to this fun segment. We have Art Duceblanc from the Vermont, from the Burlington Elks Lodge. And we'll talk to Art. Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
And then we've got Dennis Barkham and Cade Barkham. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning.
And good morning, Cade.
Good morning.
And, of course, Cade is going to be the star of this segment in a minute because he's the guy, he's the 11-year-old that's on his way to Chicago for the big shoot hoop contest that the Elks sponsors. Let's talk to Art for a couple minutes first. Art, what's your position with the Elks? And then talk to us about the hoop shoot contest.
Yes. So I am a trustee at the Burlington Elks, and I was assigned to be the hoop shoot coordinator, which basically got this thing started back in December. So we do our own lodge, and it's open for boys and girls ages 8 to 13. And Cade was one of our contestants, and he won our local shoot. So then he went to Newport for the Northern District, which is Newport, St. Albans, and St. Johnsbury, and he won that. So then he goes to Barry for the state, which there's 11 lodges throughout the state, and he won that. He goes to Portland. He wins that. Now he's going to the Nationals.
So went to Portland, Maine?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... And talk to us about the tournament. How long has the hoop shoot contest been around? It's been a national tournament. Is this something that locally we've just started to become involved in, or how long has it been around?
No, this has been around for a long time. It actually started back in 1946 when one of the past exalted.
That's before my time.
Right.
I was going to say
it started back then, and the national president was watching these boys play basketball, and he saw that the younger boys weren't able to compete with the older boys, so he said, "I'm going to do a free throw contest," and it just kept going from there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, back in 74, it became a national program from the Elks. So they fund everything. They the money that they get into the national funds each local, not local, but like regionals to get the kids to the national tournament.
Yeah.
And I've watched some of the videos on it. Some of the previous winners, or even some of the ones that finished in the top 10 or whatever, that went around the country. And they talk about how much it means to them. One of the things they talked about was grit.
Yeah.
And they called it true grit. You talk about what that's, we'll talk with Cade about that in a minute, but that's some of the contestants talk about how it's made them a better person. It's helped them.
Right. They have it
become
right
a stronger
here.
Person.
They have it here that says grit is the will to persevere in the face of long odds. So
there you go.
That's exactly what it is.
All right. Now let's go over to the Barkhams. Dennis, talk about how did it work that you got Cade enrolled? Your other kids have also been involved in some of these things too, right?
Yes. My older daughter, Flynn, who is 21 now, she was the first one to do it. And then my daughter, Paige, and my son, Evan, did his first one this year too. So they're all involved in it. And I've known about it. I have a friend, Pete Lafferty. His son Jacoby did it. He was actually national champion from Vermont, and so I've known about it. And so it's just been—I love playing basketball myself. My kids really didn't have much of a choice, unfortunately. They were going to be basketball players.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah, and so I know that and I'm a basketball coach of 30 years. I know the skill of shooting foul shots is a very important one in the game of basketball.
Yeah.
And so we want to make sure we got that one down for sure. So that's kind of how this all started, and it was a good run for Cade so far.
Absolutely. Now, Cade, let's hear from the star here. Cade, I watched some of your video, and it's amazing how many shots in a row you make. What's your strategy when you start out? Because I was asking you this when I saw you at the Elks Lodge the other day. I noticed that you, and different players have different things that they do. Some. I saw a girl was doing it. She did a quick two bounce and then she shot. I noticed you did three bounces in a row before you take. Is that every time you do that, right?
Yeah.
And do you think that's important to, it's important to, for your rhythm, for consistency to go do it? Because if you change that, that probably would not be good, right?
Yeah.
So what was it like? Tell us about the whole experience, what it's like to win, as Art Duceblanc was telling us, win one place, then go to Barry and Wynn. And what's the whole experience been like for you?
Yeah, it's great. It's great to meet new kids, have fun wherever you go, and just be a good leader, go show sportsmanship. Yeah.
And what do you think about what they talk about with grit? Like, and again, we were talking about with art, and it talks about it in the program that it sort of teaches kids grit, like overcoming obstacles. I mean, the pressure of making shot after shot.
Yeah. You got to shoot under pressure. It's like in close games when there's like a tie at the end, a couple of seconds left, you got to make your free throws at the end.
Yeah, that's right. You've seen a lot of teams who've lost because they didn't make the free throws.
I got to say, if I don't mean to be negative, but if UVM had a couple of those free throws, you know, they're going to have a different outcome. The pressure's on with the free throws. How do you just kind of zone it out, or how do you do it? Is there a focus, or is he got a routine? What do you do?
Yeah, so I just take it like it's practice, not like it's under pressure or anything. I take it like there's no one shooting against me. I just shoot.
Yeah, and so as well as you've done in these shootouts, probably when you're alone or privately practicing, you probably do pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you probably have what's your personal streak? Do you have one?
21, I guess.
21.
You made 24 out of 25,
yeah, 24,
though, right?
24, yeah.
And wasn't there, I heard a story about this. You can tell me if I'm right or wrong, Cade. I heard a story that you missed the last shot, you'd made 24, and you found out later that there was some gold, what was it? I can't remember.
It was a silver coin that was worth $5,000 if you got a perfect score.
Wow. So you would have needed to make 25 out of 25.
Yeah.
And you missed the last one?
Yep.
So you actually made 24 in a row then, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And was it true that you didn't know about that until after the shot?
Well, I knew about the coin, but I didn't know that it was worth $5,000.
Holy cow. What did you think when you heard that?
I was like, oh, my God. What am I doing?
What am I doing? How did I miss that? Right? Was it close? Did it roll around the rim a little bit?
It hit like the right side of the rim and went out.
Oh.
Wow.
Now, you practice at home a lot. Do you have a basketball hoop like at your house?
Yeah, I got one in my driveway.
And I'm sure, obviously, you practice a lot.
Yeah.
Have you at home topped the record that you made when you're actually in the competition?
No.
No. Wow.
No.
So maybe there's something.
So
about
you're good
being
under
in
pressure.
Zone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I you know, you hear stories about people that just have the ability to just kind of get in the zone.
Yeah.
And do it. And you're just there and you're just doing your thing.
Yep.
That's cool. That's a gift.
Yeah.
So work it. It's all good. All right. Well, we're going to take a real quick break. You can join the conversation. 888-41.
You're listening to Kurt and Anthony on The Morning Drive on FM 96.3 and AM 620. WVMT.
All right, we are back on The Morning Drive here, and the McKenzie Country Classic hotline's open, 888-414-0303. We're talking to Art Duceblanc from the Burlington Elks Lodge on North Avenue, and Dennis Barkham and his son, Cade Barkham. And I, with all respect to Art and Dennis, Cade's the star here today. So Cade, are you looking forward to Chicago? Do you feel... you've come this now. What if you win in Chicago? Is that it? Have you won it all?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the big one.
Yep.
And so, where does that happen? Is it at a big
Winchester Arena, which is DePaul University?
Okay.
Oh, so it's a big place.
Yeah.
So in Portland, was Portland Northern New England? What was that for? Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire?
Yeah, Maine, Massachusetts, Vermont, Connecticut, yeah.
Rhode Island.
Oh, wow. Rhode Island.
All of New England.
So the last one you won was in Portland, Maine?
Yeah.
So when you're in Portland and you know that you're now this, if you win this one, you're off to the big one in Chicago. Was it close?
I won by one.
By one, wow. And were you nervous at all?
No.
Wow, I would have been nervous.
Yeah. See, you just channeled the juice. You just kind of focused.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. telling you.
Did that? So when after it's over, you go over and shake hands with the other.
Yeah.
What was the other guy's name?
Charlie. He actually went to Nationals last year.
Wow.
So you mentioned the thing that you really like, which I think is great too, is you get to meet a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
And you have a lot of fun.
Yep.
So is there more activities other than just, you know, getting on the court with these folks, or what's a day like when you go to one of these?
To Chicago?
Or well, like when you went to Portland?
Oh, yeah. So you get there, you got to load your stuff into the hotel. You actually, it was like 5, I think, at night. So we had pizza there.
Yeah.
There was this thing where you like, there was like chocolate basketballs in the thing, and you had to try to guess how many were in there, but I lost. They announced that at the awards night.
Now, one of the, just real quick, and there's a point to this. My favorite episode ever on Andy Griffith was where Opie was in this contest, and when he had to run, and he was sure he was going to win a medal that Barney was training him for, and when he didn't, he sulked, and he told his dad, Andy, on the show, I'm not going to congratulate the winners because they stole my medal. And at the end, Andy said, you're not going to congratulate your friends that won? And he said, nope. And he said, all right, if that's the way you feel, okay, but I'm mighty disappointed in you. And then Opie realized. So that's the one thing I want to ask is it preached to kids that it's important to know to win with grace and to lose with grace as well? Like to is it the same thing to be a good winner and be a good loser? If you lose, you have to show, you know, grace?
That's actually number one, to be honest with you, for my years of coaching basketball and my children, but also all the other kids that I coach. That is number one. Because that's the one that's going to take you into regular life when you have your ups and downs. Sports gives an opportunity that maybe other areas do not to teach that sort of a thing, because there are many ups and downs that can happen with athletics. So we really appreciate the opportunity to use that as a lifelong skill. And I think Cade does well with that. Obviously, he plays basketball and baseball, and we've won games and lost games, and it's how you handle yourself in both ways. And so in this particular experience, he has not felt a loss yet, but I'm confident that no matter how he performs Saturday in Chicago, that he's going to do it with grace, and I'm looking forward to seeing how he handles himself.
And have you thought about that, Cade?
Yeah.
Like, what, have you thought about, here's what I'm going to do if I don't make it, if I lose? I mean, you don't want to think about losing, because obviously I'm in politics. I've won and I've lost, and winning's a lot more fun. But at the same time, you got to be a good loser.
Yeah, you got to be a good loser, so sportsmanship.
Exactly. So that's one of the great things that comes out of this is sportsmanship, and it's a kind of a lifelong lesson.
Yeah.
Art, I know you had something that we didn't cover that you were talking about during the break.
Yeah, I just wanted to let people know that the basketball that Cade uses is a smaller one. They make a bigger basketball for mostly the boys in the men's game, and then the women's game have a smaller basketball. So he is playing on a team where he uses the normal size basketball, and then he's got to use the smaller one during this free throw contest. So he's got to get used to both. So to do what he's done to this point has been outstanding.
So you have to adapt back and forth.
Yeah.
So compared to, so like when you're playing basketball.
Yeah.
Which, now, I mean, the obvious choice is everybody wants you to be the one doing the free throws, probably. Draw a foul.
Yeah.
Is that what happens a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you like about the game of basketball outside of the free throw?
I also like to shoot threes.
Yeah, I bet.
Shoot threes. Good passing.
Yeah.
Defense?
Yeah. It's...
Who cares about defense? Three-pointers.
Well, good passing, and I got to say, I always wondered, I'm like, you know, if they could just throw more from the outside.
Yeah.
And so you get somebody that, do you like to hustle?
Yeah, like to hustle.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you play on your team in basketball. What's your favorite sport? Is basketball your favorite sport?
Well, it depends on what season, because I also play baseball. So
yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Who's your baseball team?
Well, Essex Junction.
But do you have a team in the major leagues?
Oh, yeah, the Red Sox.
I want you to leave the studio immediately. No, I'm just kidding. I say that because I'm a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
Art and I are Yankee fans, but that's okay. We like the Yankee-Red Sox rivalry.
Yeah.
Do you go? Have you been to NBA basketball games? Have you been to Major League Baseball games, like to Fenway Park?
Yeah, I've been to Fenway Park like 5 times. And then
wow.
Actually when I went on vacation, I've gone to an Orlando Magic game.
Nice. Yeah. And I got to tell you, I'm a Yankee fan, but I love going to Fenway Park.
Yeah.
So it's always a fun experience. So, Cade, tell us. So you must have some people that you want to thank as you head into this big, big contest in Chicago.
Yeah, I want to thank the Lord for blessing me with these opportunities. I want to thank Mr. and Mrs. Edgerly. They're from the Newport Lodge. Mr. and Mrs. Corey and Mr. Duceblon from Burlington Oaks for being great supporters. BPOE 916 for their generosity. My dad, he's my best shooting coach, plus my mom for her support. And my best friend, Evan, who's my best rebounder.
Your brother. My brother.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, don't forget your brother.
That's cool. That's very cool.
And your dad's a good coach, huh?
Yeah.
Does he ever get on your nerves or anything?
No.
It's okay. I think part of coaching is to push you a little.
He's a good coach, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, so, and any other big lessons that you think come out of this? I mean, obviously, we talked about being a good winner or a good loser. Your dad and this whole competition teaches you that. Also, we talked about grit.
Yep.
Playing under pressure. Anything else that you think that you learn out of this contest?
Well, obviously, meeting new kids. Shaking their hands when we're done, telling them if they win or lose, they did a great job, showing sportsmanship. Yeah.
Yeah, all those things are important. And when you go up to the line, and you're shooting your first shot, does anything go through your mind, or are you just totally focused? I mean, you can't be thinking about anything else, right?
No.
Is there anything you're thinking of, like, wow, I got to make the shot? Or
no.
You just kind of clear your mind of everything?
Clear my mind. Got to focus.
Yeah, focus. Make your 3 bounces. Yep. Take the shot.
Yep.
All right. I got to ask you one more question, and this doesn't have to do with basketball. Who's your favorite uncle?
I can't say that. Peter, if you're listening, I can't say that. I have too many to say.
I know that your Uncle Peter is listening. One of your uncles. You have 2 Uncle Peters, right?
Pete Bryant.
I know your Uncle Pete down in South Carolina
is
listening. And I think he was hoping you'd say him. He's the one that told me to ask you that. So. Yeah. Should we got time to grab a quick call?
Sure, why not? Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're live on the Morning Drive.
Hi, is Cade on here?
Yes, Cade is. You're talking to Cade right now. What do you want to say to Cade?
Hey, Cade, it's Alyssa. I'm wishing you good luck.
Thank you,
Whoa,
Alyssa.
How do you like that? Who's Alyssa?
My cousin.
Oh, there you nice. Go. Your cousin Alyssa. Is that Pete's daughter?
Yep, that's Pete's daughter.
Wow.
She's calling in from Myrtle Beach this morning.
How about that?
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of people are wishing you good luck.
Yeah, we listen. So proud of you.
That's Aunt Prem.
She said she's proud of you.
Yeah.
Now, how many kids are in Chicago are in the competition?
So there's, first of all, there's 8-9 boys, 8-9 girls, 10-11 boys, 10-11 girls, and then 12-13 boys and girls. So there's 72 total kids that are going to be there. But there's 12 in each bracket. So he's got to go against 11 other shooters. There's 12 total. They actually did the draft order the shooting order last night, and Cade's shooting first. So he's been in all the different positions throughout the course of the competition. He talked about the one in Maine where he won. He was actually second to last in that. And what you do is you shoot 10, then you sit down, and you come back and you shoot 15. That's kind of how they do it. When he came back for a second round of 15, he needed to make 13 out of 15 or more to win, which he made exactly 13.
So that's sort of an advantage of going toward the end, right, is you know what you have to beat.
Or the other flip side of it is if you go first and you do very well, it's going to put a lot
of
pressure.
You put the pressure. Which one do you like better? What spot do you like? And since you've been in the different ones, which spot do you like better? Do you like going first, or would you rather be toward the end?
First, definitely first.
So now you get to put the pressure on the other kids.
Yeah.
You have a good round, and they're like, okay, we got to up our game if we're going to beat Cade.
Yeah.
All right. Kate, oh, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and just one more thing, just the Elks in general. Obviously, the local Elks is, I mean, they've been incredible. When we travel to Maine, they pay all your expenses, your travel, your hotel, your food. Chicago, same thing, flights, hotels. It's really, really, and there's no strain on your family to do something like this, so it's been great. Friday, they're sending all the people to a Cubs game. So this kid and my other son, Evan, are going to have been at Fenway and Wrigley before they're 12 years old, which is pretty ridiculous.
It is. I didn't make it that early.
But just, you know, and the local lodge had us in for dinner the other night. People were there. It was absolutely incredible. UVM coach Derek O'Grady and Nick Fiorello showed up, stayed for an hour and a half or 2 hours. I mean, they gave him a ridiculous, generous monetary donation so he can enhance his experience in Chicago. So I can't say enough about what the Elks does for the community, for the kids, and certainly for the Hoop Shoot. And we appreciate them very much.
Yep. And Art, real quick, you got to feel good. I'm sure everybody at the Elks has to feel good about this too, obviously.
Not so much feeling good, but just the great family that they have representing our Elks. It's been a long ride. We started in December, and here we are going to be close to May when it's all over. And no, it's been a great experience for us, and we're so proud of Cade. And whatever he does out there, he's going to make us proud. So it's really nice.
Cade, we're all rooting for you. So go, Cade.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Cade Barkham, he's going to Chicago with his dad, Dennis, and going to a Cubs game.
Yep.
That's
going
to be exciting at Wrigley Field. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Good. You got to give us an update. It's all good.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to check in with Fox News. Amanda has the headlines. We're going to check on the forecast, and we'll be back on a Tuesday edition.